We get a chance now to welcome in a gentleman that we've been waiting for to talk to. We've talked to him time and time again, but we get a chance to spend a couple of minutes talking to him. Of course, former Steeler great Jerome Bettis is with us. Jerome, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
We're all good. We were talking, like I always tell you when you talk, we were talking to you. How bad could life be?
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
How you been?
I'm doing great. I can't complain.
Good, good, good. You know, we were talking yesterday, Cookie and I, about going into the Hall of Fame. We want to talk about that first with you. And as you're watching this thing and you don't get in this year, how are you feeling? Are you thinking that at some point you're going to get into this thing, that these guys are finally going to figure things out, that you should be in this institution?
You know what? The way I look at it is, you know, I got a chance to see some of the induction speeches, and was super happy for those guys, because, you know, when you look at, you know, the group, you can't deny that any one of those guys is a Hall of Famer. So, you know, you can't be upset because you're not in, because these guys deserve to be in. You know, that's just plain and simple. What you have to understand is it just wasn't my time. And so it happens like that sometimes, and you hope that your body of work, you know, warrants them to look at you and say, you know what, this is his time. So hopefully, you know, next year, the year after, whenever, that my body of work can stack up, and then they can say, you know what, he is a Hall of Famer.
Well, I'm gonna print bumper stickers up for you or something, Jerome. I mean, come on, let's get you elected. Let's get the Steeler Nation out there or something.
You know, it's a lot of issues. I mean, you know, I can't be upset. I mean, when you've got a guy like Damani Dawson that's waiting to get in as well, I can't complain, because I tell you what, he was the greatest center that I've ever played with and have ever seen. So for him to kind of be, you know, kind of waiting in line, I definitely understand the process.
Jerome, it's Ron Cook. How are you, man?
Hey, Cookie, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. You know, Tiki Barber's talking about a comeback. Maybe you can come back and add to your stats a little bit. I don't think you have any interest in that, though, do you?
No, none at all. None at all. Physically, it just would be really difficult for me to play the style of play that I played. It's a little different to maybe catch the ball out of the backfield and run and do some of those things. But the way I played was very physical, very in-your-face style of football. And it's I think it would be hard to do that at 40 years old.
Jerome Bettis with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. We're going to get to your what you're doing with pace and this concussion issue here momentarily with Dick's Sporting Goods. Jerome, the Steelers have been on an incredible run that really started your last year. 3 Super Bowls in 6 years, winning 2 of them. Is this a team built to get back again?
It's definitely a team built to get back. And let me tell you one of the reasons why I really believe, you know, this off season that was shortened due to the lockout has created a scenario where there's only about 8 to 10 teams that really have a chance to win a championship. The teams that have played together, the teams that know each other, that's not making any major moves in the free agency market, not bringing in a new quarterback or new coordinator, and everything. The teams that are staying set, those are the teams that will have a legitimate chance of winning championships. So I think the Steelers have a better chance now than they probably would have had not the lockout happened.
Jerome, I'm curious how you think Ben Roethlisberger bounces back from a tough Super Bowl. Rashard Mendenhall bounces back from a big fumble, and I know you know what it feels like to lose a fumble in a big game going back to Indianapolis. That one ended happily. How do those guys bounce back? And I'm also interested, I was really disappointed in James Harrison's statements in that article about Roethlisberger and about Mendenhall. Were you?
I went on the record saying I was – definitely disappointed, very disappointed in that, you know, this was an internal issue that, you know, hey, if you feel that way, you know, that's the kind of thing you talk to a guy about. You tell him, hey, man, you got to hold up to your part of the bargain. I'm holding up my end of the bargain. Those are the things that you tell guys in the locker room. That's what it's all about. And I just thought that, you know, he picked the wrong form to do that, especially when his teammates have come to his side when there's been some issues, when he felt he was unfairly being looked at for some, you know, fines and things of that nature, and guys rallied around him. And so that's not the, you know, the same guy that should kind of throw his teammates under the bus as well. So I was very critical of that, but I do know since then that James, if he's kind of apologized for those issues, and they've really worked through those internally as a football team, and they've gotten past it and gotten through it. So I was very happy to hear that had taken place.
I know Ben will bounce back from this. How about a young running back like Rashard Mendenhall losing a big fumble in a Super Bowl? How does he bounce back from that?
You know what? It's just game by game. And I tell you what, if I was, I am still a fan, and if I was, you know, looking at these two guys very closely, I'd be excited what I'm going to see, in the sense that I expect both of them to play like, you know, hey, I've got something to prove. And so I expect both guys to have really big years.
Jerome Bettis with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Jerome, what did you think about this whole labor situation? Is it all wound up? Did the players win here? The owners win? Did everybody get what they needed? Did the fans win here by getting football back?
Obviously the fans win by getting football back, and it's not going to cost them any more to have football back. You know, the fans lose when, you know, they come back and they have to raise ticket prices and do this kind of stuff, and it's like, well, you guys could have stayed in the lockout for that. So I think the fans definitely win. I think when you look at the lockout itself, what was it there to solve? I think obviously the owners got some money back in their pockets, what they needed, and I understand. You know, these owners have made some huge costly improvements to improve the game, i.e. new stadiums, new facilities, practice facilities. They've infused a lot of capital into the teams, and so you have to find a way to, you know, rectify that, and they've done that. That's fine. I think the players have won as well, because they've got some issues on the table that they were able to address in terms of, you know, insurance, those type of things, being able to get more of a long-term insurance program. So there's some definitely wins for everybody involved. You just hate that it had to go this far, but the one thing is we didn't lose any games or any significant preseason events because of it. So I think at the end of the day, you know, everybody can deal with what happened.
Former Steelers running back, future Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Jerome, talk about this program you're involved with, Pace, Dick's Sporting Goods, and the whole concussion issue, trying to educate young football players about concussions.
Well, the key is to create that awareness about concussions. And I'll be the first one to tell you, I was poorly educated on concussions. There was never any talk to us about concussions, the effect of cumulative issues that you had to deal with. Because had I known, you know, then what I know now, then you address some of those issues. Maybe you tell your coaching staff about some of those dings that you took in the game, or when you got your bell rung and you didn't get knocked out, but you were kind of trying to shake it off. Those are instances where you need to tell the training staff that, hey, I just took a kind of big shot to the head, because those are mild concussions that, if go untreated, can create a cumulative effect that can cause you major damage. The problem is our young athletes don't have the staff that you know, us professional athletes have had throughout our careers. And so, you know, you've got a trainer, maybe you've got coaches, and you got your parents. That's your staff, and they've got to become more educated on this concussion issue. And I'm just so glad that Dick's has really decided to step up, because, you know, Dick's, they outfit the kids, you know, from a safety standpoint with helmets and shoulder pads and everything. But now they're saying, hey, we want to outfit them also with knowledge and with some education, and provide the baseline testing. So what they want to do is they're reaching out to 1 million kids all over the country, and they want to provide this baseline testing, so that you've got to have some type of testing to look at to figure out if the young athlete is ready to go back on the football field. If you don't have any baseline testing, you run the risk of sending a kid out there when he shouldn't be out on the football field. So Dix is saying, hey, we're gonna provide testing for 3,300 middle to high schools all over the country, All they have to do is the parent, the child, or anybody on the staff of these schools just need to go to DickSportingGoods.com/pace, sign their school up to get this free tool to provide this baseline testing. And all we have to do as a consumer, we can help in this process as well. If we buy a pair of shoes at Dick's, a pair of athletic shoes, we get a dollar going to the program. If we just share a post about PACE, the program, on Facebook or Twitter, a dollar goes to the PACE program. Mm-hmm. Or if we go to a store and just check in on Facebook Places or Foursquare, then a dollar goes to the program. So there's a ways that we as consumers can help this process as well, but it's so important for the kids to sign up so that their schools can get the free testing, because this concussion issue is a major one, and it also goes to the national level in terms of the NFL, the NBA, because these are things that we don't even get the education on. So I know that the high school kids aren't getting the education on concussions as well.
Yeah, 3.8 million sports-related concussions every year in that adolescent age group. Tonight you're going to be at the Robinson Mall, Robinson Town Center, in Robinson Township. What time, Jerome?
From 3 to 6, and we'll have some demo testing. You know, it won't be the actual test, but they'll show you what the tests are all about, what is, you know, creating the cognitive thinking in your brain. And so there'll be tests there. I'll be signing some autographs. It'd be great for people to find out more about the concussion issue.
Bossy, we appreciate you taking time.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate you.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks,
man.
Jerome. Take care of yourself, man. Jerome Bettis joining us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's the Vinny and Cook Show.